Amen. Not that he can do it, but God can does it through him. Amen. As the Holy Ghost flows through him, amen, we can see great things take place. Amen. Give honor unto the ministry. I think most of them are dealing with other problems and stuff in their lives tonight, so pray for them. Amen. This evening that God will move in their behalf. Give honor unto my wife. She puts up with a lot. Amen. Trust me, it's not easy being married to me, because I am a spur of the moment person, and she just deals with it and does a fantastic job. Amen. Praise God. If you got your Bibles with you tonight, go to the Lord and the Word of the Lord here for just a little while this evening. I know I don't preach long, and I will not tonight, I'm sure. Amen. But I just want God to move. I hope I'll be a blessing and encouragement to you tonight. Amen. Scripture text tonight in 1 John 4 and 4. Very familiar passage of Scripture tonight. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. He says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Amen. Aren't you thankful for that tonight? Aren't you thankful for the Holy Ghost tonight that lives and reigns, that walks with you, that talks with you each and every day of your life? Amen. With the help of the Lord tonight, I'd just like to preach or talk on this simple subject tonight. God, I've got the wrong text there. Amen. I scribbled my notes down on this notepad, and I've got the wrong one. Amen. Preaching on this, living victoriously in a world of sin. Living victoriously in a world of sin. Folks, we're in a world of sinful people all around us, and they need Jesus. Would you pray with me tonight? God of heaven, we love you so much. We're so thankful for your word tonight. God, I ask you, Lord, you'd anoint, you would bless, you would strengthen, God. Oh, Lord, this message will go forth. Lord, it will be an encouragement, will be a strength. Oh, God, for these vessels in this house tonight, Lord, we ask your guidance and your direction with your anointing. Oh, God, I can do nothing without you, Lord. Hallelujah. I need your hand of anointing upon my life tonight. Oh, God, the minister of this word, in this house, Lord, and let it penetrate, I pray, tonight into every heart, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. There's just something about, you may be seated tonight, there's just something about standing up here that dries your mouth out. And some days it just feels like you could just spit up a cotton ball. But that's not going to happen tonight, I don't think. Amen. Living victoriously in a world of sin. Amen. And we can do that, church. We can do that. We can live above this world of sin. God's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, that we can walk in newness of life, amen, with him each and every day. And he's called us out of that darkness, that his light might shine through you and I, that we can be a light of the world to shine upon, and people can see. They don't look upon us necessarily. They see us, but most importantly, they need to see Christ in each one of us. Amen. They need to see him flowing and shining forth out of our lives in everything that we do. And it's easy to get wrapped up and caught up in this life that we live in. And sometimes our light may not be shining the way that it needs to be shining. And that's why we got to come to church That's why we need to hear the Word of God. That's why we need to read the Word of God. That's why we need to pray, amen, to keep ourselves in check and where we need to be with the Lord. David's prayer in Psalms 51:10 was simply this: create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within. Wow. God, every day in my life, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Our hearts can get very deceptive. And the Bible says, who can know it but the Lord? He knows our heart. He knows the very inner parts of it, those very dark corridors of our hearts. He knows that everything that's in there. And David, he didn't have the Holy Ghost, but his prayer that God would clean his heart and renew a right spirit. See, we got to have a good spirit about us. Amen. We've got to be positive. We've got to be uplifting. Amen. If we're going to make a good impact, amen, one way or another, we will make an impact on people's lives. Amen. Whether it'll be a good impact or a bad impact. Whether you're going to be a good witness for the Lord or a bad witness unto Him. Amen. And I want to be a good witness. I want His light to shine through. Amen. That people can look and say, hey, there's something different about Steve Worthen. I don't know what it is, but there's something different. And that should be said about each and every born-again Christian, amen, in the house. No matter where we're at or what we're doing, people should be able to look on the bride of Christ and see that there's a difference in each of us. Amen. It's something that the world does not have, but they can receive it. They can receive it. They can receive it. Another prayer that David prayed in Psalms 19:14. He says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Oh, how important is it for Christians to be able to speak positive things? Amen. We're not to let any filthy communication proceed out of our lips, out of our mouths. We're not to be negative, but we're to be positive. We'll be uplifting and encouragement to one another and to the world that's out there that we're witnessing to, that our lights are shining. We've got to stay in a positive mode. Yes, I realize that we go through trials and tests and tribulations in our life, and some days are just a little bit tougher to smile than other days. But if you'll push through, if you'll push through, I promise you, you'll find a strength. You'll find the Lord's strength. It will begin to build up inside of you and will push out to the outside if you will allow it to do so. Amen. So we've got to watch what we say and how we say it to people. The old saying, growing up as a child, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words hurt. Words cut like a razor. Amen. And we've got to be very mindful of how we talk in our speech, and it must be positive. Amen. And uplifting and encouraging to others. We don't do any good by criticizing anybody, belittling anybody. If it hadn't been for the grace of God, we may be in the same place today. Amen. Because of His mercy, because of His grace, He rescued us out of that situation in our lives. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. So we can live victorious every day of our lives. We don't have to live on the bottom. Amen. In lakes and streams, there's bottom feeders and there's topwater fish. And amen, we need to be on top. We don't need to be down on the bottom. Amen. Rooting and grounding around on the bottom in the molly grubs. We need to be on top of things. Amen. God's depending on us. He's depending on us to reach this lost and dying world. These two dimes are still up here, 20% of our city. Amen. They're depending upon you and I to get them, to reach them for the Lord. Amen. And as the minister, Brother Henson, preached last night about the harvest, there's some souls you can't reach. It takes the Lord to do that. Only He can reach them and get a hold of their hearts. Sometimes it takes angels to get their attention. Then He leads them to a man of God to show them the way. Amen. And we have what it takes, folks. We have what it takes to show people the way. Romans chapter 12. Get that on the screen real quick for me, please. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Number 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. If we're not careful, if we let down on our prayer life, if we let down on our faithfulness to the house of God, you will find this old flesh will begin to go back the other way. It desires the stuff, the junk that's in this world. But until we keep it under subjection of the Spirit, be not conformed to this old world. This old world is dying and it's going to go to a devil's hell, but there's a church that's going to rise out of it victoriously. Amen. When that trumpet blows, amen, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up in the clouds to meet Him in the air, and will ever be with Him. Amen. Forever and ever. But we cannot afford to let down on our walk with God. We must walk continuously, victoriously, amen, in Him and through Him. Don't be conformed to this world. It's easy to allow things into our hearts and into our minds. And if we will entertain those things, they will grab a hold of us. They will begin to take root in our lives, and they will pull us down, and they will destroy us. They will choke us out. Amen. And we'll not be any good for the kingdom of God. But we must rise above that. Amen. We must have a renewing of our mind each and every day of our life. And when we have a renewing of our minds, and we've got and we're in a place where we need to be, we will be acceptable. Amen. Unto Him. And we will find that perfect will that God has for you and I in our lives, in our walk with Him. Amen. So we can't afford to let down. We can't afford to conform to this world. Amen. That's the best thing about an apostolic church, a good Holy Ghost-filled apostolic church. We do not look like the world. We stand out completely different from the world. And they look on us and they may talk about us, but that's okay. God's called us out. Amen. And made us a new creature. And we're on our way to heaven. Most of all, we're on our way to heaven. And what a glorious time that will be. Amen. When we get there. So what is our role tonight as Christians, as we fellowship, as we come together in this house of God? What is our main purpose? Well, we come, for one thing, to be fed, to receive from God, but we also come to bless God, to worship Him, and to magnify Him, and to lift Him up, amen, to exalt Him, and to praise Him for who He is, and not for what He can do for us. Amen. Too often we want to have that gimme spirit. Lord, give me this, give me that. But we just need to come to Him sometimes, humbled, and say, God, I just want to love You tonight. I just want to praise You tonight. I just want to exalt You tonight, God. I don't need anything from You. I just want to love You. And God desires that. from his people. He desires that. But we, as Christians, we're called as a body of believers to edify one another in the house of God. We're to exhort one another. We're to pray for each other. And when they're down, we pray for them. And when you're on a cloud nine, we're worshiping and we're rejoicing with you in the Lord for his blessings that he's giving you. Amen. It's not a time, it's not a day that we can bash each other or condemn each other, but we're in this thing together. We're all trying to make heaven our home, and we're all trying to take as many folks with us as possible. Amen. And we got to stay on fire for God. This old world has a way of bogging us down. Amen. Even though it may not be consuming you or getting hold of your life, but it weighs us down. That's why it's so important to come to the midweek Bible studies here at Turning Point. That we can come in here and we can feel the presence of God, and that old weight, that old sinful man that's out there that's pressing and pushing and prying on each and every one of our lives, we can come in here for a short time and we're away from that. And we don't have to feel that. And we can leave here refreshed. We can leave here restored, amen, by the power of God in our lives. Amen. And we need to encourage each other and lift each other up continually in prayer each and every day. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Call their names out. Call their names out. If you don't know their names, get a directory or whatever it takes. Memorize as many people's names. Start with a section of people, your rows you're sitting in. Memorize their names and call their names out in prayer and see if God won't begin to bless you as you do so. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me find what I want here. Paul talks to the church at Philippi in chapter 4. We'll stay victorious, living above sin and being the light that we need to be. We got to have our, can't be conformed to this world. We got to have a renewal of our minds each and every day of our lives. We've got to have it. There's a list here that Paul gives us. See, we can dwell on negative things. Read your newspaper, the headlines. There's normally nothing ever good in the newspaper. On the news, it's always negative. Somebody's getting killed, car wrecks, people getting killed in car accidents for just no reason. It's happening all around. And we can dwell on those things. And they can pull us down. The negativity will jump on you and will pull you down. We've got to stay above it. Paul says, here's something we need to think on. Verse number 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. See, we'd rather believe a lie sometimes than the truth. If you're on Facebook very much, you'll find, you'll think something will pop up there. This can't be. Is this true? Probably 90% of the time it's not. Finally, brethren, whatso things are true. We got to dwell on things that are true. Things that are right. And it's not gossip about your brother or sister. Well, it's true. I know it's true. It may be, but keep it to yourself and go to the Lord in prayer with it. Whatso things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Oh, wow. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. If we will keep a positive attitude, if we'll begin to think on good things instead of negative things in our lives, that junk won't get a hold of us. It won't weigh us down. It will not bog us down. It'll just fall off you like water off a duck's back. It can't do it. As long as you're thinking of positive, uplifting, encouraging things, let that be your conversation. Don't let your conversations be negative, but let it be uplifting and of encouragement and praise unto the Lord. If it's good, think on it. If it's lovely, think on it. If it's honest, think on it. If it's true, most definitely think on it. Amen. And if that virtue is in it, oh, give God praise for it. Amen, amen. We can live way above this sinful world. The Word of God tells us that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We walk in this world, we work in this world, but the things and the trash and the garbage that's out there, we're not partakers of it. God's delivered us from that, and we stay above it. Not that we're better than anybody, not that we're holier than thou, and we can't have that attitude or that spirit, but we may stay humble before God at all times in our walk with God. And if you'll stay humble before Him, God says He will lift us up. He will lift us up, and He will use us for His glory, for His kingdom. So we can. You can dwell on the negative if you want. You can think on those bad things and just let them drag you down. But I choose not to. Amen. I choose to rise above it. Amen. And let God work through me, to flow through me, to reach a lost and dying world. One of these days, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. And it may be quicker than we think, Brother Bunch. Get your ears dialed in and listen for that trumpet to sound. And I don't believe it's just going to be a little bitty blast. I think it's going to be a blast that's going to be echoed across this globe. And God's going to call His people home. Amen. Sister Worthen, would you come to the keyboard tonight? We're in a race. We're in a walk with God. It's not to the swiftest. It's not to the fastest. But it's to those who endure to the very end. And as long as we stay where we need to be in God, and we're doing what God's called us to do, we're obedient to the Word of God, we're faithful to the house of God and to the Word, unto prayer, to fasting, God's going to see us through. No matter what we go through, you see that opening scripture, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. There's nothing. There's nothing out there that can take you down if you stand up for what you believe. Stand fast on that solid rock, Jesus Christ. Stand fast. Amen. And we can. And we will. And we will. If you see a brother or sister struggling, stop and give them an encouragement word. Pray for them and do your best to get them encouraged, to get back on board, get back on that firing line. Amen. Get all those cylinders firing for Jesus and see if God won't do a great work. Amen. And as we're running this race, trying to reach souls, sometimes we're reaching down to the very flames and snatching them out with the smell of smoke upon them. We've got to do it, folks. We've got to reach the lost. And the only way we'll do it if we're living victorious in a sinful world. Amen. And our reward is coming. It's a place called heaven. Amen. We sing this song at the nursing home. If you can bring it on the screen, what a day that'll be. Folks, there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day that we don't have to worry about it anymore. That our labor here on earth will be done. But we must stay victorious with Him. Musicians, you can come and help if you like. Praise God. Would you stand with me tonight? Would you sing this song from the depths of your heart this evening? Think about this. All your labor, all of your work that you're doing down here in this place, it's going to be rewarded. Amen. And what a day that will be, this song says. Oh, there is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore. Hold on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day. I shall see, oh, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace, and when He takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land, oh, what a day, glorious day. About this verse here. Oh, there'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there, and forever I will be, oh, with the shall see, oh, when I look upon
be. Hallelujah. You may be here tonight. You may be struggling with things of this life that's begin to weight you down and bog you down. Amen. There's liberty in this place tonight. Amen. If you want to come forward, amen, and be prayed for tonight, amen. I know God would deliver you and set you free, that He can get you fuel back up to go back out, amen, and do what God's called us to do. There's coming a day, folks, and we've got to be right. We've got to be ready, amen, for that day to come. Hallelujah. It's going to come, the Bible says, as a thief in the night. It's going to come unexpectedly upon us. That's why we must be living a victorious life, amen, before Him and before man. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands to heaven. Begin to exalt Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Begin to thank Him. Hallelujah for that day that's coming. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more parting. But all is going to be perfect. Hallelujah, in the presence of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, there is coming a day. Heartaches shall come. Oh, no more clouds in the sky. No more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore. Hold on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. One more time, church. Oh, what a day that will be. Oh, with my Jesus I shall see. Oh, when I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. And when He takes me by the hand and leads me through that promised land. Oh, hallelujah. If it's appropriate, reach over to your neighbor. Begin to pray for them. Begin to speak words of encouragement into their hearts and their life tonight. Oh, God, we praise You, Lord. We're thankful, God, for the Holy Ghost. We thank You, Lord, that Your Spirit lives and reigns in our lives. God, I pray for this beautiful congregation tonight. I pray for my brothers and sisters. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, You would bless them. God, You would strengthen each one. God, You would encourage them tonight, God. Oh, Lord, as we run this race, God, as we are walking with You throughout this world of sin, God, that we can live victorious in You, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen. Hallelujah. I pray tonight, God. Oh, Lord, do a work, God, that only You can do, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, worthy, Lord, You're so worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, we praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Reach out to Him, church. Reach out to the Lord. He's passing by. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's in the house. He wants to strengthen you tonight. He wants to bless you tonight. Oh, just reach out to Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, kasharalolosithio tolololosa. Oh, lamashanalalalamakata. Oh, we praise You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Ikotolololosa. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, the Lord's doing a work in His place tonight, church. Hallelujah, He's doing a work. Hallelujah, He's bringing strength. He's bringing encouragement. Hallelujah, to His children tonight. Oh, la kasha do 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 sa. Ila mamanda ya do to do 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 vokata. Oh, God. Oh, help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. God, not to be conformed to this world. Hallelujah, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. God, make us like You. Mold us and shape us, Jesus. Make us to be what You are, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Oh, God, we're going to dismiss in prayer tonight. If you're praying, continue to pray. Hallelujah, just get what the Lord has for you tonight. Amen. Come back Sunday morning expecting a great move of God here in this house. Hallelujah. Invite some friends. Win a friend and make a disciple. That's the motto. Make a friend. Win a friend, make a disciple. Amen. And that's how we gain one soul at a time. But we must be living where God wants us to live if we're going to reach those lives. Praise God. God of heaven, we love You so much. So thankful for the Holy Ghost. So thankful for Your love and Your mercy and Your grace. Oh God, I just pray for this congregation tonight, for my brothers and sisters. God, that You would lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. Be with us, God, each and every day of our lives, Lord. Lead us to hungry souls. Oh Lord, that are desiring a change in their lives. God, meet the needs of Your people, I pray, God. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're dismissed tonight in Jesus' name. Shake hands. Be friendly. Amen.